The Juneau Police Department has 50 new recruits, but they're a decade or more from joining the ranks. For the second summer in a row, JPD has hosted a junior police academy for 6th and 7th grade students. The four-day program is designed to give young people a better understanding and appreciation of law enforcement. KTOO's Casey Kelly attended the final day session of the academy last week and has the story.
Everybody look at me real quick. Grab one of these.
Officer Blaine Hatch towers over 20 junior cadets in the Juneau Police Department's evidence lab, holding a fingerprint card high in the air.
This is excellent. You guys see the ridge detail on these fingerprints? That's exactly what we need.
Hatch is one of three school resource officers who Juneau schools call when they have an issue for law enforcement. He also helps with outreach and prevention programs such as DARE or Drug Abuse Resistance Education. He started the Junior Police Academy last year to give kids a better idea of the day-to-day work of police.
A lot of people have misconceptions. They don't really have a clue what we do or why we do what we do.
Hatch says the academy targets 6th and 7th graders because it's an age group that's able to understand a lot of the information thrown at them during the program. He says he tries to hit the highlights of what it takes to be a police officer.
Well, it's like I tell the kids, they're getting in 1 to 3 hours what could take a week or two to teach somebody at a real academy.
Fingerprinting is just one of the many activities during the four-day junior academy. Each day starts with about an hour of exercise, then a variety of classroom and field work. Cadets are issued a blue cap and t-shirt to wear as a uniform, as well as a notebook where they keep track of everything they do, including sketching out mock crime scenes.
Just like a police officer would, times, what they did, details, and whatever they feel is pertinent or important to put in there.
In the lot behind the Juneau Police Station, Cadet Paige Cassell makes a plaster cast of a footprint and writes about it in her notebook. Both her parents are police officers, but Cassell says she wants to be a teacher. Still, she says the camp is a lot of fun, especially the part where they get to watch a man get tased.
It was funny because they had the taser and they clipped, like, instead of, like, pointing it at them, they clipped little clips to the guy's shirt and then pressed the button and he shook all around and he sounded like a goat.
Another class favorite is firearm safety training. Cadets get an hour of class instruction provided by local members of the Civilian Marksmanship Program, then an hour of target practice with air guns and police-issue Glock replicas modified to shoot paintballs. Cadet J.T. Nell had never fired a gun before the training.
It's important to shoot downrange when there's nobody there, and it's best to have a case when you're flying or just at home so that nobody can steal it.
Hatch says the academy teaches kids about more than just police work.
We have radio people here that deal with our radios. We have accountants that work here. We have computer techs that work here, dispatchers, forensics, scientists kind of things, you name it. So there's different areas within law enforcement that's not exactly putting on a duty belt and going out working in a police car.
Hatch says several participants in this summer's academies were returnees from last year. Next year, he'll be handing the program over to Officer Jason Van Sickle, who plans 3 sessions in the summer of 2011. The cost for each student is $25. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.